From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The 2006 Pulitzer Prizes were announced this afternoon at Columbia University in New York. Every year, the Pulitzers honor American achievements in music, letters, drama, and journalism. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
The Pulitzer Prize for National Reporting was split this year between the San Diego Union-Tribune and Copley News Service and one of the year's most controversial stories. New York Times reporters James Risen and Eric Lischblau broke the story last December that the National Security Agency has been conducting secret surveillance of American citizens. Eric Lischblau.
We knew from the beginning that it was a big story. There were concerns about the impact on national security if the story were to run.
The revelations unleashed protests from every side. Left-wing pundits were incensed upon learning the paper of record had held the story for over a year. But some conservatives accused the New York Times of harming the president's ability to combat terrorism. Lischblau says journalism is not about taking sides.
You know, it's been a very rough couple of years for the media on a lot of fronts, both at my paper and other papers, with sort of a crisis of credibility. And I think that this was a great year for journalism, you know, and this was just one of a number of great, great stories that hopefully will send a message that the media still has kind of a vital role to play in informing the public and printing stories that powerful people don't want the public to know about.
14 of the 21 Pulitzer categories honor journalists, for whom it's something of a sport to guess every year which reporters and papers will win. Those responding quickly and brilliantly to tragedy are unmistakably strong candidates. And this year, that describes the staff of the New Orleans Times-Picayune.
We didn't have our typefaces or the design of the newspaper. We didn't have our payroll. And we had to basically invent everything we did, you know, on the fly at a time when many of us didn't know what had happened to our homes and our families were gone.
Peter Kovacs is that paper's managing editor, and he said today's office celebrations are bittersweet.
I think I can speak for everybody in saying that, you know, we wish we could spin the globe back to August 28th and not have this to happen.
The Times-Picayune won for breaking news and, along with the Sun-Herald of Biloxi, Mississippi, the Public Service Award. The most awards this year went to the Washington Post, with Pulitzers for investigative reporting, explanatory reporting, beat reporting, and criticism. In arts, no Pulitzer was given for drama. The Pulitzer for fiction went to the Australian-born Geraldine Brooks. She reimagined an American classic, Little Women, from the perspective of its mostly absent father. Captain March is away fighting in the Civil War. Brooks read from March on NPR.
I see them gathering, the drowned, the shot. Their hands float out to touch each other, fingertip to fingertip. In a day, 2 days, they will glide on, a funeral flotilla, past the unfinished white dome rising out of its scaffolds on a muddy hill in Washington.
The Pulitzer for biography went to Martin Sherwin and Kai Bird for their biography, American Prometheus, The Triumph and Tragedy of J. Robert Oppenheimer. Here's Bird speaking about the scientist on NPR earlier this year.
He was a very awkward boy, and yet the great story in this book is how he was able to transform himself. Repeatedly, I should say, not only as a young adolescent to a man who discovered quantum physics and fell in love with it. The quantum physics, in effect, sort of rescued him from his emotional crisis.
The prize for poetry went to Claudia Emerson for her book Late Wife. And the award for music was given to composer Yehudi Weiner for his piano concerto Chiavi in Mano. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.